right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
We are here every night right after Tom Likas. All we ask is for 3 hours a night at 8 o'clock, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And we appreciate everybody tuning in, and we appreciate all the nice phone calls. And if you'd like to email us, go to our website, conwayandwhitman.com.
Hey, evidently your boy's out of the race, huh?
My boy. Now, everybody's my girl, my boy. You mean John Edwards?
Yeah.
Actually, he was my boy. He was my candidate for a while, and he did drop out of the race for president today. That surprised me. So, yes, my boy is out. But I wasn't going to vote for him. I was at the point where I had moved beyond him.
Now you're jumping on Huckabee's campaign?
I will be voting.
Straight Huckabee?
I'll be voting and supporting fully the senator from the great state of New York, Hillary Clinton.
All right.
Jesus
it's 9.
Christ.
Left at 9 o'clock here. Must be in the news with Robin, everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile. Here's Robin with the news.
Yeah. All right. What's going on with that news, Robin?
Well, it seems that former Senator John Edwards did, in fact, drop out, as you stated, out of the race for Democratic presidential nomination. The race for the Democratic nomination is now down to Senator Hillary Clinton of New York and Illinois Senator Barack Obama. And here is Senator Edwards speaking about this. E-141.
All right, E-141. Johnny Edwards, done, man.
It's time for me to step aside so that history can history can blaze its path. Oh. We do not know who will take the final steps to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yes, we do.
But what we do know is that our Democratic Party will make history.
Well, that was kind of eloquent. I like that. You know, he finished his campaign. I don't know if you saw it on television today.
I did not.
But I happen to catch it. He finished his campaign where he started it down there, I think, at the 9th Ward in New Orleans, where they had started the campaign, and he was working with Habitat for Humanity, the great organization created by the great former President Jimmy Carter. So he started his campaign there, and he ended his campaign there. And his wife was there, and, you know, she was diagnosed with cancer. It came back in the middle of the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And there she was looking healthy, so it was great to see that she, survived the rigors of the campaign and all of that.
How depressing for him, though. He was running for president of the United States. Now he's got to go back home with his two young kids and his wife, in stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, well, God bless him. I mean, you know, he's I think he really, you know, the guy has a ton of money. I think to run for president really is like breaks your ass to, you know, schlep across the country. I think you really have to want to do some good in the lives of other people, you know?
Here's some audio of when John Edwards decided to run for president. He had Jimmy Carter on stage talking to a big crowd. Here's Jimmy Carter.
This is not funny when you do this.
Und für dieses Volk! Und dieses Volk! Weil wir ringen und weil wir kämpfen!
Tell the people.
Und niemals alarmen!
Tell the people.
Und niemals ermüden!
Don't interrupt Jimmy. He's talking about his brother. I'll translate this for Jimmy. I'd like to thank my brother. Who's in the beer business?
Tell the people who live.
We come from the plains of Georgia.
Unbelievable.
And I hope.
So
did you support?
So disrespectful.
My good friend John Edwards for president of the United States.
Tim, tell the people living.
My dear friends. Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, Habitat. There are people living in homes built by this man. Tell those people that he's Adolf Hitler. You two are so disrespectful to an American president. It's unlike anything I've ever heard.
All right, anything else in the news, Rob?
And what is the proof? I mean, you know, you get off. Jerry gets off there. I know he laughs, big grin. What proof do you have that President Carter might harbor any anti?
He's a Palestinian apologist. Everybody knows this except you.
Did you read the book?
I don't need to read the book to know what it said. No, I didn't read the book, but it was widely covered.
I read the book, and I'll tell you something. You know who else favors a Palestinian state? George Bush.
Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton.
Bush doesn't.
You're wrong, sir. George Bush, the president, does support a Palestinian state. Sir, you are wrong about that.
All right, who cares? All right, what else is in the...
You are dead wrong.
What else is in the news, Robin?
Well, Rudy Giuliani, who sought to make the leap from New York mayor to the White House, also bowed out of the Republican presidential contest.
Dropping like flies.
Yes, and endorsed frontrunner and longtime friend John McCain. He was quoted as saying, John McCain is the most qualified candidate to be the next commander-in-chief of the United States. He is an American hero. And here is some audio of Rudy's farewell speech, G-161.
All right, here's Rudy Giuliani saying hasta luego.
And it was a great honor to run for president of the United States. In spite of the result, I learned a tremendous amount from it that I will never forget.
Yeah. Was he blow drying his hair?
There's an annual competition in New York where they do the Coney Island hot dog eating. There's a blow drying competition out in Paramus, New Jersey.
Oh.
So he went back to New Jersey. He was on the East Coast, and all the girls, the high hair girls with the Aquanet and the blow dryers, were doing their thing.
And it was a great honor to run for president of the United States. In spite of the result, I learned a tremendous amount from it that I will never forget. I grew as a person in doing it.
Yes.
It is a daunting experience that challenges everything about you.
To say the least.
And it either makes you better or maybe it makes you worse. But I believe it made me better. And I would count it with one of the three or four character developing experiences of my life. And I'm very glad that I did it.
Really?
Although I'm disappointed in the result.
Sure.
If I had to make the decision all over again, a year ago or so, I'd have made the decision to run.
No, you wouldn't have.
Well, he made...
You're a liar.
By the way, he calls it the fourth character-developing decision of his life. The first three were, of course, his marriages. This is the fourth. Look, he effed up. Rudy Giuliani, back on Thanksgiving, was the number one candidate. You look at all the polls, right at the top of the poll, Republicans want Rudy Giuliani. And then he had this strategy to skip New Hampshire, and he went and campaigned a little, and then he wouldn't campaign in Iowa. He wasn't campaigning in the states. He said, I'm going to put it all January on Florida. It's all going to be on Florida. Well, guess what? By the time McCain and Mitt Romney got to Florida, the people in Florida, they voted for McCain, even though Giuliani had been there for weeks. And guess what? He's out, Tim.
No, hey, Robin, no more politics stories.
No, I mean, I'm just...
No problem.
Thanks,
baby. No, it's just, look...
Nobody cares. There's
a way to run for president and a way not to run for president.
Jesus Christ.
If you think you're better than the people of New Hampshire or above them and somehow don't have to go there and mingle with them, you're just going to go to Florida, well, you lose.
All right.
I don't care if you were...
Anything else in the news,
the
Robin.
Mayor of New York or whatever you were.
Well, Dr. Phil... I know everybody likes him. Dr. Phil appeared on the Today Show, where he had a chance to look back and reevaluate his brief meeting with Britney Spears after she was taken to the psych ward at Los Angeles' Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Oh, boy.
Here's a little audio of Phil speaking about that. P-135.
All right, Dr. Phil with Britney Spears, ma'am.
You're a TV host, and I'm in the same business. And if I had gotten that call from the Spears family, it would have to cross my mind. That if handled right, this is good for our show, could be compelling TV and good for ratings. Can you tell me that didn't cross your mind?
I can tell you it didn't cross my mind because we never had any intention. You know, there's been all of this misinformation out there, and you know there's been a tremendous amount of misinformation out there, some of it here.
Mm-hmm.
On this show.
Mm-hmm.
We never intended to do a show with Britney at all.
Oh, boy.
He's lying to Matt.
What show was he on?
That's Matt Lauer. That's a Today Show.
Today Show.
Oh, Bubba.
Yeah, he's lying to Matt.
Yeah, I think he's not telling Matt the full story.
How about when he says there's been misinformation, even on this show, and Matt goes,
He didn't deny it. He's being glib. Is
Matt,
what he is.
Matt. Do we have that clip?
You're
Matt,
glib.
Please, Matt, you're glib. You don't even know what Ritalin is. Come on, we have to have that.
All right.
Jerry, don't tell me.
That one got deleted, actually.
God damn it.
All right, dude.
We don't have
All right.
that.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, finally, size matters in pornography, except when it comes to tiny mobile phone screens.
Uh-oh.
Unlike in Europe, mobile porn has yet to take off in North America, as carriers have been afraid of offending political and religious groups. But if the adult entertainment industry has its way, Americans will soon get a choice of free porn on cell phones.
Yeah, man.
But America might not be ready for this. This new form of entertainment, we have an exclusive audio clip from a test market family for this new phone service. P97.
P97. P97 porno on that cell phone, man.
I couldn't get into that.
Who's got that kind of Jones?
Yeah, I'm not into that. The screen's too small.
Can't wait till you get home.
Yeah, right, right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not into that.
Driving through the canyon, looking at the cell phone.
Can you imagine
hitting that stick?
Amount of accidents it's going to create. I'm just not into it. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, yeah, you're a dirty girl. Take it off, baby. Take it off.
Nobody says that one.
Oh, boy, I feel like right now just doing a little... Ring, 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 God ring, damn ring, it! Telephone. What?
Marty, don't yell at your mother like that.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mom. I was just playing with my phone.
Guy got interrupted by his mom.
Oh, he's back into it.
Awesome.
Yeah, back into it.
Oh, yeah, you're a dirty girl. Take it off, baby. Take it off. Oh, boy, I feel like right now just doing a little... Ring, ring,
ring, God ring, damn ring, it! What?
Marty, don't yell at your mother like that. What
oh, my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mom. I was just playing with my phone.
That's funny ass, man.
You got some funny ass going, man.
I could cause a lot of problems.
Yes. All right, anything else in the news, Robin? No,
that's what's happening.
And that's the news with Robin, everybody.
From the Miracle Mile in Los Angeles. With the news.
Oh, you know we haven't done it in a long time?
Yeah, man.
And I got some emails about it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
They said that, like, every Wednesday we used to do this with, you know, people calling with their favorite jokes, and they want it back, man.
They do want it back?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
All right. We usually do it on Friday, but with the amount of emails we got and, you know, trying to keep it light around here where everybody is, you know, panicked about the economy, the politics and everything.
Oh, no. We take it real light.
Yeah. If you got a great goddamn joke, we're going to give you a great prize.
It's got to be a really good joke.
Yeah, if it makes both of us laugh, you're going to get either a 4-pack of tickets to the LA Times Travel and Adventure Show that goes on in Long Beach Convention Center. It's going on February 9th and 10th. Go to latimes.com/travel show for all the answers.
Yeah, check out the Bee's Tales.
And if you... have a racing Jones, then you can get a 4-pack of tickets to the Auto Club 500, the California Speedway, February 24th. CaliforniaSpeedway.com has all the info.
Sure.
Winner also qualifies for Racer Day experience.
Whoa.
With the Lycats and a limousine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Your joke, gang, can win you a prize, but please, A, no swearing. B, keep it short.
Yeah, and it can't be too graphic.
Yes.
I mean, remember, guys, we are on the radio here as you line up with your jokes.
520-9710.
I got to blow my nose, dude. I'm sorry.
All right. We'll go out of the studio when you do that, will you? Thanks. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Your favorite effing jokes, man. And then at 10 o'clock, we have a couple of writers coming in from guys who are members of the Writers Guild. Going to give us an update on that writer's strike. And, boy, oh, boy, there's a lot of tension going on there with that writer's strike, man.
Ooh-wee.
Wee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-wee.
I heard a joke the other day, and I got to figure out how to tell this on the air.
All right, Tim.
Hey, Jerry and Rand, you guys in there? You dump this if you have to, okay?
Use your Jerry's been trained, of course, as is Randy. So they can, you know, they know what's...
Dump it if you have to. All right?
Dump that bitch.
What's the smart...
Oh. Whoa. Wow. Yeah.
You had to dump that?
Yeah, that can't...
That one just barely passed over the line, yeah. Actually.
And did you get it? You got it, right?
All right, let me try it.
Oh,
sorry, can't tell the joke on radio then, man.
Timmy.
If we were on Sirius, could tell it then. All right, Vincent in San Bernardino, you're on 97.1.
How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Emo is an emotional kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
None. They'd all rather stay in the dark and cry.
Not bad. Not great. It's sort of average. Tony in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Hey, some guy tells his friend, he says, for Christmas, I bought my wife a Mercedes and a set of diamond earrings.
Right.
What did you do that for? His friend says, because if she doesn't like the earrings, she can drive Mercedes to get something she does like. And
David in L.A., you're on 97.1.
All right, how you doing, guys?
Not bad.
Hello, David.
All right, I got one. Okay, so there's a farmer.
Uh-huh.
He's working out in the field, and he sees his daughter going to the barn.
Yes.
A few minutes later, he sees a field hand going after him.
Oh, boy.
He gets suspicious, so he goes in, and he sees the farmhand slumped over his daughter, and he smacks him in the back with a shovel as hard as he can, and he's scolding his...
Not bad.
That's kind of a funny joke.
Now, are you serious?
Yes. we couldn't tell it the whole right. thing on the air.
Right, couldn't, right, right. It gets graphic yeah. at the end, no pun intended.
It's real skillful. It's a real skill to be able to tell a funny joke that can make it over the air. It really is.
It really is. I mean, that. But I thought that was a pretty decent joke. It made me laugh, but no prize, because if it's not airable...
Yeah, nobody knows what it is.
Right, then you can't get a prize for it.
Brian in Venice, you're on 97.1. You got a joke, dude?
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, so there's this cop, and he's driving by this bar, seeing if he can bust any drunk drivers coming out of there, right? So he drives by real slowly, and he sees this guy standing in the parking lot with his junk hanging out of his pants and a key in his hand. And he's, like, standing around, just staring around. So the cop comes up to him, and he says, "Sir, can I help you?" And he goes, "Yeah, man." He goes, "Somebody stole my car." He goes, "Well, where was it the last time you saw it?" He says, "It was right on the other end of this key."
And, Jesus Christ.
And he says, "Sir, by the way, your junk's hanging out of your pants there." And the guy looks down and says, "Oh, no, they got my girlfriend, too."
Jesus Christ.
Scott in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
All right, there's a guy sitting at an airport bar, and he's got a black guy, and he's in his room for a beer. And he looks over, the guy, bar sitting next to him is another guy with a black guy. He's like, "Dude, tell me your story. I'll tell you mine. Misery loves company." So the first guy goes, "I had a Freudian slip." The second guy goes, "I don't follow you. What's a Freudian slip?" Because it's when you're thinking something, but you're trying to say something else, and what you really think comes out of your mouth. And the first guy goes, "Well, explain what a Freudian slip." All right.
Carlos in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad.
Yo, Carlos. Guys,
this is one for the younger kids.
I mean, none of these jokes can get on the air.
Honey in West Covina.
Do you have to give the speech? Hi. You might have to give the speech.
Nah, these guys know it. Hey.
Yes.
What's up, honey?
Good.
Your real name is Honey, right?
Well, that's what everybody calls me.
Oh, I have no idea what she's saying.
Is your sister's name Sweetheart?
No. It's my nickname.
All right, honey.
What a great nickname, though. Guy, if he ever, like, cheats on you, you have no idea who he's talking about when he's having sex with you. He's like, "Oh, honey."
I know.
Yeah,
well,
baby.
You ready for my joke?
You wouldn't, baby.
All right.
Okay, you know what Bill Clinton said to Hillary after sex?
No.
I'll be home in 10 minutes.
20.
Not bad. Michael and Fulton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, who'd win in a race, a dog or a pycoff?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, sir?
Yeah, who'd win in a race, a dog or a pycoff?
A dog or a what?
A dog or a pycoff.
What does a pie cost?
About $3 or $4.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, James in Lake Forest, you're on 97.1.
Yeah.
David in Fontana, you're on 97.1.
Hey, love you guys.
And appreciate that out there.
What's grosser than gross?
Doing jokes.
Two vampires fighting over used tampons.
Right. Oh my God.
Jesus Tim, Christ.
You've got to give the speech. You got to do something.
They're just not funny. I mean, you got to have a decent joke out there, man.
You got to do something, Tim.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Keep it short and try to put a little humor into it.
Please, no jokes about pubic hair.
A little shorter and a little funnier would be great. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
And I want that out there. Pubic hair.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Your favorite joke, win your prize.
Yeah, man.
Matt Laguna Niguel, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, dear.
Hey. Hello, Matt.
How are you doing, dear?
Do you care?
Yes, I do.
What do you got, Matt?
Okay, the penguin goes and takes his car into the auto place. He goes, the mechanic goes, it's going to be a few minutes. This is all right. So he goes across the street to get an ice cream. He comes back. You know, the problem with penguins eating ice cream is they have no arms, so they get it all over their face.
Wow. Andrew in Culver City, you're on 97.1. Wow.
Why did the elephant paint his toenails red?
I don't know.
So he can sign the strawberry patch.
Say what?
So he can sign on the strawberry patch.
Jesus Christ.
I can't. I don't know about you, dude, but I can't really take it.
Man, I tell you, there's some unfunny Fs out there.
And it's one thing to, they say only 2% of the audience will ever call. You know, 90.
It was 1%.
Yeah. These guys are driving around thinking, oh, this joke is so good, it has to get on the radio. I have to be one of the 2% that call in because this joke is so funny, I have to tell it.
Tom in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Okay, I've got a good one, and it's short.
I hope so.
Two ladies out in the front yard talking over the fence, and their truck pulls up. Guy hops out with 2 dozen roses and goes walking one of the ladies' front doors. One goes, oh, my God, now I'm going to have to spend.
Paul in Hawthorne, you're on 97.1.
Gina, very condescending there.
Okay, this is a take on a Karnak bit from Carson. Okay, an ex-president, Ellen DeGeneres, and Jerry Wachowski.
Jesus Christ.
Well, made Jerry laugh.
Kirk in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
What's his name again?
Kirk.
How you doing?
Hey.
So what's the difference between kinky and perverted?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Kinky is when you use a feather, and perverted is when you use the whole chicken.
All right. Nice observation. Not particularly funny.
Now, by the way, can I ask you? I know, Adam, it's funny, isn't it? Can I ask you something, Tim?
Yeah.
Like around the valley over the weekend when people throw parties and have social gatherings, what we're hearing, the sampling of material that we're hearing from the audience, is that primarily what's out there? I mean, generally what's going on out there?
No, because at parties you can tell some pretty decent jokes, but they try to clean it up for the air. You know?
I see. Okay.
Like when you're at a party, you can really let go. I've heard some real beauties at parties.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Mike in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, I got a winner here. There's an American couple, an English couple, and an Irish couple. They're all sitting around a table having breakfast. The American guy thinks he's pretty clever, and so he looks across the table at his wife, and he says, would you pass me the sugar? And all the wives kind of giggle. And the English guy doesn't want to be outdone by the American guy, so he looks at his wife, and he says, may I have the honey? And they all kind of giggle again. And the Irish guy looks at his wife and says, would you give me the bacon, you fat effing pig?
That's pretty good.
It's good, right?
It is pretty good.
It's not bad. It's not
all
bad.
Right, hold on one second. We'll give you a prize there. You get either the tickets to the California 500 or the convention center for LA Times Travel and Adventure Show.
Yeah, look at you, man.
February 9th and 10th, latimes.com/travel show.
That's
not bad.
Said it. No, that is a decent joke.
Neil and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
How did the nun get pregnant?
I don't know.
She dressed as an altar boy.
Jesus Christ.
Andrea in Huntington Beach or Huntington Park, you're on 97.1.
Hi, okay. There is a Chinese, a Mexican, and a Caucasian in an airplane. Pilot speaks over, in the speaker, says they're losing altitude and that they need to...
Good night. Matthew and Pico Rivera, you're on 97.1.
All right, so a guy walks into a bar and... he walks up to the bartender and he says, I bet you $300 that I could pee in a shot glass from 15 feet away. The bartender's like, okay.
All right, please. Jesus Christ. Steven and Whittier, you're on the air.
Does anyone have any idea what we're doing here?
Gooden.
Yeah, you're on the air.
All right, good and short. I'm talking to my friend the other night, and he says, let's go somewhere. I said, all right, Chuck E. Cheese. He says, oh, I'm tired of going to Chuck E. Cheese. I said, why? They have the same band every night.
That's not bad, dude. No. He must have been stoned, huh?
They have the same band every night.
It's always Chuck E. Cheese, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
hold on. Right. All right, that guy gets a prize. That's not bad. He's so stoned. They got the same band. All right, give him the tickets to the California 500, February 24th, or the L.A. Times L.A. Times Travel and Adventure Show in Long Beach on the 9th and 10th of February.
Sure.
There he goes. Daniel and Pico Rivera, you're on 97.1.
What happened to the guy without his left arm?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's all right.
All right.
All right. All right. Isn't that wild? He's all right.
Is he here?
Is Doc here? All right. Doc is not here. Did you hear about the guy who lost his left arm?
No, I did not.
He's all right. Is that wild? I did not know that. Is that wild? All right.
Bill in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Okay, I got the joke. And I also personally invented this one. Bonaducci's breath.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Patrick in Corona, you're on 97.1.
What's up, guys? Hey, did you guys hear Michael Jackson was over at the Target over here in Corona, man?
I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that.
He heard little boy's pants were half off.
All right.
That one's just getting to Corona, huh?
Yeah, it's just making its way.
Derek and Loma Linda, you're on 97.1.
How's it going?
All right, this one's about
30 seconds, but I'll try and blow through it. All right, there's a chicken and a horse out on the farm, you know, playing, and they... horse falls into a hole, so the chicken runs back to the house and tries to get the farmer to help him out.
Right.
So he goes ahead and chicken hops in the horse and, you know, goes back to the horse, and so he throws him a rope and says, here, tie your rope around yourself, and chicken pulls him out, and they become the best of friends. A few weeks later, the chicken falls in the hole, and the...
Andrew! Gang... We've got to step it up here, man.
I think it's time for the speech. I mean,
you've got to keep it clean and keep it funny. All right. If it's not funny, if it's not clean, just sit back and listen.
Right. You don't have to call
with your, you know, lame ass.
Right. People, you're not obligated to call the program. No one has a gun to anyone's head to call this show.
If you have a funny joke and a short joke, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Everybody else, sit on your hands.
Yes.
And turn your radio up.
Good idea.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
You're funny.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, man.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
It is studio right now.
Your favorite joke. Make it funny. Remember, humor is part of them.
That's right. A big part.
Larry in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1.
Hey, so I was with this woman last week, right? And I called her back, and I said, you gave me crabs. She said, what'd you expect for $10, lobster?
You're funny.
Not bad. Eric and Hemet, you're on the air.
Sam liked it.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Why can't lesbians diet and wear makeup at the same time?
I don't know.
It's kind of hard to eat Jenny Craig with Barry Kay on your face.
Mike and Compton, you're on 97.1.
Oh, my. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
So a lady goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells her, hey, look, I have bad news. You have cancer. And she says, goes out and tells her daughter, look, I have cancer. And she says, but the women in this family, we celebrate in good times, we celebrate in bad times. So they go to the bar, and they have some martinis, and some of her friends show up. And her friends go, hey, you know.
That's enough. Chris and La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Stutz, how you doing?
Right.
Hey, look at you, man.
Yeah, dude. Hey, how many kids with ADD does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
You guys want to go ride bikes?
That's kind of funny, actually. That's kind of funny. Come on, that's kind of funny. No? All right.
I don't know.
No. All right, okay. No, no Speedway tickets left, man.
We have no tickets left for Speedway.
No, according to Gene.
We have the L.A. Times.
Yeah,
right.
L.A. Times.
We don't have any Speedway tickets. Am I correct about that?
Jack in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not bad, dude.
Hey, you got a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. They'll go to the bar and you get pregnant.
All right. Where were they?
James and I don't know what.
They were at a bar, I think.
Retard. James and Elisa Viejo, you're on the air.
What's his name again?
James.
Yeah. All right, two nuns are riding down a...
You're funny.
All right, Mark in Ontario.
Isn't wild? Two nuns are riding their bikes. Have you heard about this, Doc?
No, I've not heard about
it. All right, Ed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not making this up. This is wild. I read it in the L.A. Times. Two nuns were riding their bicycles down a cobblestone street. Is that wild? And the one...
Jesus Christ.
Can't do it. I'm not allowed.
You can't do it.
No, you can't.
Right. But you started it, so you got to finish it.
No, I can't finish it.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Ernie's right. It really it
doesn't matter.
Mark in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Okay, these three midgets that go down to the Guinness Book of World Records. The first one thinks he has the smallest feet, so he goes in, sees the examiner, comes out, says, it's official, I got the smallest feet. Second one goes in, says, I think I have the smallest hands. He comes out, says, it's official, I got the smallest hand. Third one thinks he has the smallest penis. Comes out about 10 minutes later, he says, who in the hell is Brian David Whitman?
That's a decent joke. That's a decent joke, Kim.
It's an old joke.
Well, he told it. I mean, every joke is old.
Danny and Hawthorne, you're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey, Kate.
Those have been some bad jokes. Anyway, guy's running through a park, comes across an old man who's crying his eyes out sitting on the bench. And he goes, okay, hey, buddy, what's wrong? The old guy goes, I last year won the lottery on $10 million. I'm married to a beautiful woman who wants to have sex all day. We travel all over the world. And the guy goes, well, why are you crying? He goes, I can't remember where I live.
Mike in Santa Clarita. Mike, you're on 97.1.
All right, a little dementia humor.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, guy goes to the doctor because his penis has turned orange.
Okay.
Goes to the doctor. Doctor examines him. Goes, yeah, it sure is. Doctor asks him a few questions. Goes, have you been near any nuclear facilities lately? He goes, no. Says, well, have you visited any foreign countries recently? He goes, no. So the doctor says, well, what have you been doing?
Just sitting at home eating.
Sitting at home eating Cheetos and watching porn all day.
Jesus Christ.
Keith and Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys, what does a Mexican and a cue ball have in common?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
The harder you hit them, the better the English.
Yoga Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I made this one up. Tell me if you think it's funny. What's the best form of birth control?
I don't know.
It's beating around the bush.
Jesus Christ.
Josh in Little Tokyo, you're on the air.
So why do they call it PMS?
I don't know.
Because Mad Cow was already taken.
You're funny.
Anthony and Brea, you're on 97.1.
What did the guy on the beach tell Michael Jackson?
Pardon me, sir. You're in my son.
Don and Paramount, you're on 97.1.
Yes, what do brakes and fat girls have in common?
I don't know.
They both get laid by Mexicans.
Well.
Jesus Christ.
I think he means bricks, right?
Bricks, yeah. Alex in L.A., you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Oh, it's a racist joke.
Okay, so there's a train full of nuns going
really
into
a
the
joke.
Vatican.
This is dumb.
Man, it's all right,
go ahead.
Racist.
The train derails, all the nuns die. They all go up to heaven, they're with St. Peter, and St. Peter says, I know this answer to this question, but here it goes. Have you ever touched a penis? They all form a line.
All right. Eric in East L.A.
Does this crew know a joke that doesn't have the word penis in it?
Why wasn't Jesus born in Mexico?
I don't know.
Because he couldn't find three wise men and a virgin.
Brandon in Yorba Linda, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what does a gay horse eat?
Hey. Oh.
Vince in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
All right, what's 10 inches long, 2 inches?
That's not bad. But it's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's not arable.
Sean in Newport, you're on 97.1.
What do you get when you cross a genius with a hooker?
I don't know.
An effing know-it-all.
Hmm. How about Larry in Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, a guy in the bar goes up to the girl, tells her, hey, you want to dance? She's like, no.
Hey, you want to run? Hey, you want to run? She goes, oh, so then, hey, you want
to run? I have no idea what she's saying.
Wait, tell it again.
I couldn't understand him.
There's a guy in this bar, goes up to the girl, asks her if she wants to dance. She's like, no, leave me alone. He stays there.
Let's talk to Joseph in L.A. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, what do you call a blonde with a full set of brains?
Oh, I don't know.
A blonde with what?
A blonde with a full set of brains.
A full set of brains.
I don't know.
A golden retriever.
Sammy liked it.
Andrew in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I got a joke. Why can't ghosts have babies?
I don't know.
Because they have hollow weenies.
No, please don't tell me. Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
You're funny.
You're funny.
Gabriel in Pacoima, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, there's a three-story apartment building. On the top, there's a black couple. The middle, there's a Mexican couple. On the bottom, there's a white couple.
Right, and they all live in an apartment with no jokes. Guys,
is this it? I mean.
No, but listen. The jokes of, you know, an Irish guy, a Catholic guy, a Jewish guy.
Right.
That's, you have a one in a million shot at that S being funny.
Right, because those are, you walk into a bar, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a Mexican couple is on the third floor, a black couple is on the second floor, a white couple is on the first floor.
Right.
The white couple said to the black couple, it's like, who gives an F? Ryan in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Women can't live with them.
Dramatic pause.
Jason in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1. Ba-boom. You know what?
It's over.
We're going to stop doing this.
It's over. I think, you know, I'm going to throw the penalty flag down, and I think, yeah, I think it's
just over. There's just some real unfunny ass out there, man. All right, folks. It's like paying, going to a comedy club and wanting your money back.
Yeah. Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
Sponsors should ask for their money back from that hour. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
You're funny.